President Pervez Musharraf has ordered a temporary halt to the security operation in the standoff between radicals and the authorities in the besieged Red Mosque in Pakistan. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf told security forces surrounding Islamabad's Red Mosque to be patient. Hundreds of people are thought to be holed up in the mosque, demonstrating in a bid to enforce a form of Sharia law. A cleric inside the besieged building said on Friday he and his followers would choose martyrdom rather than arrest, hours after the government spurned his request for safe passage. At least 19 people have died in days of clashes. President Musharraf has now ordered a temporary halt to the security operation in the standoff between radicals and the authorities. U.S. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says the growing movement of extremism in Pakistan must be halted.
Actually, General Musharraf has taken a lot of steps to try to address it and to try to open up the Pakistani political system, try to implement economic reforms. There's still a lot more to do in that regard. But we support him in those efforts. He is as much under threat from violent extremism as we or any of Pakistan's neighbors might be.
While the U.S. has given its backing to President Musharraf's handling of the standoff so far, others in Washington question whether it's a sign of the Pakistani government's weakness. Stephen Cohen is a senior fellow in foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institute.
The Red Mosque is not the central crisis, but it's a small pulse in a series of pulses that have been going on really for the past year or so. And I think the March 9th case of the Chief Justice, where he was effectively fired, plus the riots in Karachi, plus this, plus a lot of other things just piled on each other. And I think it shows that Musharraf has failed to act quickly and vigorously enough against the extremists in Pakistan.
The clerics and their followers have launched an increasingly provocative campaign since January to press for various demands, including a drive to impose Taliban-style law in Islamabad. I'm Lydia O'Kane.